The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. This is 5 for 15. This is our brand new show. And before we get into this, and my guest today is going to be Adam T. Glass, who is on the Voyage, the premiere, the first show with us. And obviously, as everybody knows, Adam is going to be with me quite a bit on these shows because we go back and forth very well, and there are going to be some other people I'm going to announce, but today is today. I want to wish everybody a really happy and safe 4th of July. 4th of July is not about fireworks, and some of you are going to be like, what? It's the country, honoring the country. This country has afforded – I'm not speaking for anybody else, for me and my family more than anything, and I'm sitting here today – on Skype talking to Adam in a moment, and you tell me that isn't one incredible thing to think he is in Texas and I'm in upstate New York, and he and I have the ability and the honor to speak not only to each other, but to the country and to our family of listeners. It's just exceptional. So before you go out today, and you know, and I don't begrudge anybody, go out and have a good time, spend some time with your friends and family, but you know something? Honor your country. Today I got to get down and honor my father. Obviously, we lost him quite a while ago. I go down there all the time, especially on days of this importance. And this country meant an awful lot to him. So happy 4th of July, everybody. And I hope you'll just reflect on what we are and what we can become. This is 5 for 15. And we're going to talk about a subject. And I know we're going to be flying on this one called The Beast. Adam, welcome, brother, and happy 4th of July.
Man, thank you for having me today on this fantastic day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening on whatever day this finds you. I tell you this, I hope that you understand that your ability to make choices is completely dependent on the sacrifices that have been made for all of us. And whatever your political affiliation, I hope you understand that the only reason you're allowed to have an political affiliation and you're not told what it is because the freedoms you're afforded.
Yep, and I agree totally. And this is going to go – today we're going to talk about the beast. And this is all about what men have inside them. This is strictly a man show today about what we're talking about. Real important because I'm going to tell you right now, this has been kind of shut down on a lot of men. You know, driven deep within them. Adam and I, obviously, and everybody associated with the show, are weightlifters of some calling, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to get into all the different genres because if it's iron, you're using it. All right, so that's enough with that. But you know, I got this idea from the movie Rocky Balboa when he was talking to Paulie, very emotional in the meat house. That he's got, you know, he's saying, I've got stuff in the basement. And he's like, basement? What basement? And he shows, like, in his stomach here. And he's like, is it angry? And he's like, angry? And he goes right into, are you angry because of, you know, you lost Adrian? And he was like, Adrian died. You know what I mean? And he gets into the whole thing. And he said, I've got this beast in me that I don't basically know what to do. And the beast was... he had to get in and do something physical. You know, when he was going to spar the champ, you know, they were all saying he was nuts and calling him, you know, a dinosaur and all that. But every man has this beast within him, and every man should recognize it and honor it and use it. So, Adam, the beast, how do you see it?
Man, I think it starts with our instincts. I think it comes right down to those things that we're born with or that we possess that we didn't necessarily go out and ask for. And the problem we've run into is we've lost our discipline with it. We have a whole bunch of men that they're definitely They're definitely feeding the beast, but they've turned it into a whole bunch of things that do not serve them. Mm-hmm. So what I'll tell you is this, is we start looking at this, my question is, have you honed your instincts? Have you sharpened your instincts? Have you brought yourself to the point where you're actually able to take advantage of that voice inside you that tells you to go do things that you know you need to do?
Yep.
Right? So this is not to be confused with someone's dysfunctional compulsions that they may feel. We're talking about the thing that is driving you somewhere. And at the end of the day, you're either running with it or you're trying to hold it back.
Yep.
And there's problems with that approach.
Well, and the thing is, holding back is the worst thing. I mean, you know, I myself just pride myself on things like that. I love being a man. I'm not gonna cut corners anywhere here because of all the BS in society today. You know, I see a lot of men, you know, look in their eyes, confusion, not sure where their place is. They've kind of stepped back from everything in their family because, you know, all you're going to hear is equal this, equal that. Well, I got news for you. You know why you date women or get married to one? This has always been my premise, is this. Women are better in some things than men. And men are better than some things in women. This is why the species join. This is why we end up falling in love. This is why we procreate to keep our gene pool going. There's been a fork in the road, so to speak, with it, and this is where we run into this. Well, I don't even care about it anymore. I want that beast in me to be out all the time. I love that feeling, especially when I go in the weight room. It's almost like you turn the key a quarter. And it's like, here it comes. And it feels good, man. It feels good. And that's the biggest thing. You feel charged mentally and physically. You want to get out there. You, no matter what it is, you want to be great at it. You want to lead with it. That's the thing. Leadership, role. What about your own kids? What are you showing them? Are you weak? Are you strong? That's the thing. Kids need to know that where their place is in the family, and they know who need to know who is the leader in the family. Now, look, same thing with the wife or the girlfriend. Yeah, you want someone that can take charge, but we're talking about men here. We're talking about a piece of a man that I feel has not only been pushed down, held down because you've let it get that way and you've not let it out. This is the thing why there's so many guys walking around confused. It's like, well, I'd like to do that, but, you know, what do you mean, you know, if you got a calling, if you want to go over and play basketball for a half an hour, why aren't you? If you're not going in the weight room for a half an hour, why aren't you? What is it you feel you got to do to keep that thing locked down in you? And then you get these people, and I've seen it. Suddenly somebody will push on them too hard and they explode, man. And it's like, you know, you talk about the tiger jumping out of the skin. That's not beast, man. That's a guy.
I'm so glad you hit on that. So I'll tell you what I see down here in Fort Worth, just what's right in front of my face is you get all these men out here that because it's just like you said, because they allow themselves to be suppressed and they allow themselves all these different transgressions upon their person, that when they finally decide it's time to vent, well, where they blow it off steam. I see them blowing off steam at waitresses. I see them blowing off steam at gas station attendants. And I'll tell you this, if the only time you can choose to express your strength is on the attack of someone who essentially is going to just take it, okay, that's not what we're looking at here. And if that is you, you need to go get some fucking help.
Yeah.
The example you're setting is part of the fucking problem.
Yep.
So let's look at that as what are we talking about? I'll tell you this is every person I know who is out doing great things, and great things is measured by them. All right. I'm not talking about I think they're great. You can see that they think they're great. It's their deal. That's that person really getting in their environment. Okay. So, hey, maybe you're a construction worker. And my question is, well, what kind of things do you really want to be building? Or maybe you're an accountant, right? What is, you know, that's your calling. You have this aptitude and this skill. So follow the call, because anything you do that's outside of your call, you're going to be miserable. I don't care how much money you're making, you'll be miserable. I don't care what other little bonuses it brings into your life. At the end of the day, the fact that you are living outside of your true calling, it's going to harm you. And on the controversy end is, if you'll get chasing that thing, things will immediately become better. Even the decision that I'm going to turn this thing around can actually turn things around. It's so key to understand this.
Well, this is how I look at everything. All right. You think about the weight room you and I love. We love to attack. You know, that's what the beast is about. The beast is taking this inner drive and magnifying it times a million to me and going after things with such vigor and such, you know, think about when you see animals in the wild. They had a big thing on alligator it was interesting on Shark Week. There's some sharks that swim in places where there's alligators. Now, these things, they had them, the pictures, they were monsters, man. So they rigged up this, they wired this shark that would be swimming in there, and it looked so original and real, it was unreal. Well, they put it in, and they wanted to see if the gators would go after the shark. I'll tell you, it looked like the length of a friggin' school bus. It was so big, and all you did is seen its eyes peeking out of the water. So they put this thing out there, and it took this chomp, man, and it chomped it twice, and then finally let go of it, and they brought it back in. It was unbelievable. Now, how do I equate this with the beast? Well, think about it. We're nature, just like them. What are they supposed to do? What is in their DNA? Well, it's like everything out there. They hunt and procreate, all right? Now, we're a little bit more evolved, I think, all right? But we still are hunters, and we love to procreate if we're the right person. But the thing I'm trying to magnify is this. When you're driving in your car today or tomorrow, this should be up today, and you're listening to this, and if you're and suddenly you're like, damn, those guys are right on the money, and you're maybe going a little bit faster because your blood pressure's rising, and you're like, I'm tired of this crap. I'm not living this way. I'm going back to the way I felt internally. Please keep your hands on the wheel. We don't want you driving off the road. But the point of the matter is, we've cracked through that big piece of cement that's been covering the beast in you maybe for 20 years. And you finally realize, you know what? This is what I should have been done. I shouldn't be just like handheld or told, hey, you know, this is a way to do it. You know, you got to get away from that. How many people do you hear that from? I hear it all the time. Oh, you're still lifting? No, I'm not. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I didn't give it up at 24 years old, okay? And I'm still going. It's my DNA, my life. You know, maybe you ought to subscribe to that. Maybe you need not to be so docile and let people speak to you the way they do. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a bully. You don't have to be anything other than that. But let me tell you, if someone talks to me disrespectful, I correct them right away. And you might not like the way I correct you, because I got a razor sharp tongue if you test that. And that's all to do with all that stuff. Learn how to take what you got inside of you, magnify it by a million, and do good with it. But you know what? The idea here is not, and I repeat, like Adam said, do not suppress what you are. You're a man. You're supposed to have that in you. You're supposed to act a certain way. Civility, all that goes with being the beast. All right? But you don't sit there and just keep pushing it down and hoping that, oh, everything's going to be all right. I got news for you. This is why there's so many unhappy men. This is why they don't know how to handle themselves. This is why they can't keep a relationship going. And this is a big reason why at 35 years old, your ass is watching sports every night of the week, and you're a big fat slob that's loaded with estrogen. Take it, my friend.
Man, that's it right there. Is any void will go filled. Okay, so whatever it is that you're being called to do that you're not doing, you are filling that time with things that are not for you. And unfortunately, for a lot of men, it's collecting bullshit. It's memorization of fucking completely useless, just so useless. I'm amazed how many people can tell me the ins and outs of these fucking pro athletes. They know what size underwear they wear, and yet at the exact same time, it's like, why don't you go do your own thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And here's the deal. Whoever you are, you're an example. You're either the example to your family and or your friends, maybe to coworkers, maybe to neighbors, maybe to members of your congregation. And here's the deal. You are either the example that we all look to for a particular thing and we're inspired, or you're the example that when we're talking about a particular subject and who's a fuck up, your name comes up.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And
yep.
And I strongly believe that a lot of this is connected to how connected you are to that thing. So if you keep yourself immersed in these places where you keep losing, you're losing because you're not giving it what you need. I'll tell you this, Eric, one of my very favorite authors in the world is Grant Cardone. Incredible trainer of sales forces, motivator, speaker, just fucking all around winner. And one of the things that Grant says is that people nearly always underestimate the preparatory phase of how much work do I think I'm going to do. And then they definitely undersell themselves on what they could put into it. And if you think about that, what that probably means is most of the time that any of us have ever said, well, I did my best. Well, we probably didn't do our best. Most of the time, as I really reflect, when I've done my best, shit came through.
Yeah.
So that's the confidence I have in every person out there. If you'll follow your instincts, and if you will sharpen and hone your instincts, and if you will learn how to bring that thing to service to you, it will change everything. And if you don't, well, it's still going to change everything. The only difference now is that you're going to be living like a Labrador that we keep in a cage for 22 hours a day.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know what the thing is too, Adam, and you know this and I know this for sure. When things are going right and you follow your instincts, you know, beast, follow it. Everything feels right to you. You know, the thing is people don't understand. Your body's going to respond to the right to the things that are right, to the right things you're doing, to the right practices you're committed to. Try it sometime. Just try it. Map something out. You might have to change it here and there, all right? But when it's right, you're going to know it. And believe me, I'm telling you from experience, you're going to get the feed through your body. But the thing is, before you do this, you got to connect that inner self, that monster within you that wants to unleash, wants to get loose, and then you're going to connect with everything in your body. Now, is this going to happen overnight? No. If you've been holding yourself down, if you've been, you know, joining the pity party like everybody else out there, it's going to take some time. And once again, this is something you're going to have to separate from the pack. Now, do you have that within you? If you got testosterone in your balls, you got it, all right? That's a big thing here. How strong are you? What do you feel? How do you feel every day when you get out of bed? If you're not feeling good, go out and find a guy like Adam to help you out. Go out and get a hold of me. I'll help you out. It doesn't matter. This isn't a sales pitch either. What I'm saying is you've got to answer the bell. You hear the fighter, the last round. Can they answer the bell to come out and swing their ass off and find this power from within? Suddenly, when everybody thinks you're just about rocked, you throw a left out of nowhere and you knock the bastard out. All right? That's what it all is. Can you finish? Can you finish? It's like with everything. Do you have the ability to finish? All I can tell you this, and I'm going to turn it over to Adam, and we're going to finish the show up, is this. We all got the beast in us. I mean, you look at the Hulk, my favorite superhero ever. Yeah, he altered his DNA and chromosomes with gamma. But obviously, that gamma didn't take to nothing. I still believe to this day, after watching every show and reading just about every comic book, that guy had something within him that gamma adhered to. Do you got it in you? Do you got it in you to become the beast that you should be? Today's 4th of July. All the great men and women that died for us, can you measure up? Can you come out of the gate and become something better than you ever could be? I'll leave that. Think about it. Ponder it. Adam, give us a synopsis, whatever you want to do. Give out your website or I know your email address to get a hold. I'll give mine, and we will finish another great 5 for 15 off.
I'll tell you the thing I want to leave you all with, every single one of you that hears my voice, is this single thing, is if I lined up the tens of thousands, okay, and not just of the soldiers and the Marines and the sailors and the airmen, but everyone who's put their life on the line for us to have the freedoms we have, if I lined them all up, you know what I mean, in the biggest plaza in the world, and put you on stage and you told them about your life, would you be ready to say, with your sacrifice, I used that freedom to accomplish, what's the X there? And the thing is, you're in control. You are. If it sucks, if the answer fucking sucks, that's because you're making it that way. And if you understand the power of that statement, then that means you can change it. So, guys, Adam Glass, Fort Worth, Texas. You can reach me at adamtglass00@gmail.com. Trainer of Champions. If you need anything else, you can always get a hold of me, too, through any contact of Eric. We talk often. Thank you so much for having me out today, Eric.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to have you on here, my friend. If you want to get a hold of me anywhere, it's FiorelloBarba@nicap.r.com. Obviously, I'm going to have this gentleman on quite a bit. He does a show with us every month to a regular Motivation Muscle. But this is a special show because it's not only just for the weightlifter, it's for the younger kids. And it's obviously for a lot of adults because I get a lot of news now and emails from adults saying, I love to listen to your show when I walk. We couldn't be happier. And this is more of a show that we're using in a way to obviously give you inspiration, to give you drive, to just think. Once you think, and Adam and I talk about this all the time, one step, man. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. One step, make up your mind and say, I'm not turning back to the old ways anymore. Today's a great day to get started. This is the birthday of our country. You know, give back, obviously, but most of all, please take care of yourself. It's the most important thing, because once you've taken care of yourself, you can share it and take care of everybody else around you. Have a great 4th, everybody. Thanks for listening to 5 for 15. For Adam T. Glass, this is Eric Fiorello. As I always say, be a steward of strength, and thanks for listening. And we will talk to you very soon, because we've got more and more to talk about. Have a great weekend, everybody, and a
thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.